Hey, and welcome to the Carmen Johnston Gardens podcast. I'm Carmen Johnston, and I'm a garden lifestyle expert with over 13 years of experience in landscape design and events. I'm excited to bring you practical gardening tips for indoor plants, herb gardens, container gardens, my favorite, landscape design, amazing products, and so much more. Join me for ways to incorporate your garden into your kitchen and your home. I'll be providing you easy and beautiful entertaining tips, DIYs, planner tricks, floral design, and all kinds of fun recipes. I love to make gardening truly accessible and fun. No need to take notes as you listen. You'll find videos and resources that accompany each episode at CarmenJohnstonGardens.com. Now let's get busy and get our hands in the dirt. This is my 10-minute container garden that works beautifully for any front door or back door or anything outside. I've got three phenomenal lavender. I'm gonna get you to come up close so you can kind of take a look. But it's kind of drizzling outside right now, but it's got this gorgeous silver hue, and I'm gonna use three of those. I'm also gonna dress them up with some beautiful red cyclamen. Now, what a lot of people don't realize is that if cyclamen has been acclimated, it can actually take cooler temps around freezing. So now what I mean by acclimated is you have to make sure that they aren't coming fresh out of the greenhouse and straight into 38 or 32 degree weather. So if they are coming straight out of the greenhouse, then you're gonna, they're gonna burn. But you can also use these and when you've got some cooler temps outside. Okay, so I've got gorgeous red cyclamen, and then I have fresh green apples, some good old Miracle-Gro, and some gorgeous silver branches. So let me show you how we're gonna get this going. So we're gonna fill up the container. And this is a shallow container, and I love shallow containers only this time of year because the plants do not need a big home to grow in. I do not recommend using these shallow containers during the summer because in the summer, plants need tons of room to grow, but in the winter, they're perfectly fine. Okay, so I'm just gonna spread that soil around, and then I'm gonna get you to come up a little bit closer so you can kind of see how I'm laying this out. I'm simply gonna put all three in the very center here of the lavender. And this is phenomenal lavender. And I know a lot of y'all have heard me talk about phenomenal lavender. It's my go-to lavender here because it is, you know, we have a lot of humidity and it does extremely well for us. And this is just gonna be a nice, beautiful central focal point for our container garden. So let's put that right there in the center, okay? And I've put three together. Now, if you don't wanna use lavender, you could always use like a camellia bush, or you could always use some sort of topiary or some sort of cedar, but I love lavender. I love the way it smells, but my favorite part about this is that gorgeous silver hue. Now, you can't see it right now because we've gotten some rain, but once this dries out, it just looks like Christmas to me, and it works so well with this beautiful cyclamen. So I've got four cyclamen here, and I'm literally gonna plant them in the shape of a square. So we're gonna go put this right up front, and you can see we're just doing a good old-fashioned stuff and shove. And I'm planting them in a square just because it looks more, you know, symmetrical, and it just looks nice and neat, you know, and clean. So I'm gonna go right there. Let's go to the other side with the cyclamen. Now, one thing to note is that make sure that when you're taking your cyclamen straight out, if you are coming straight out of the greenhouse with it, or if you're purchasing it straight out of the greenhouse, don't put it in that hot blazing sun. Give it some time, give it a little bit of shade so it doesn't get burned, but you shouldn't really have a problem with that, but just to, you know, kind of be so that way you know. But I have planted this, and we do plant this in full intense sun, and we also use it in the shade as well. So I'm anchoring the other side, and if you come up close and take a look from the top of it, you can actually see how I'm creating that shape. So it's just a really nice, simple, and easy way to get that really good, nice look. Now, last, you could layer this with gorgeous pine cones in here to fill it in, but I'm gonna fill it with these beautiful apples. Now, let me kind of show you another little trick that I'm gonna do, and you're gonna have to come up close to kind of see this. I'm gonna crush the pots, because if you notice, I don't have the soil filled up all the way. Just so that way when we're planting, or when we're doing this type of look, or you know, for Christmas, or when we're decorating for the season, it just that I don't want the soil to kind of flush out all over the place. But if you look up close, I'm simply gonna stuff that pot in there, and then I'm gonna layer some just beautiful fresh green apples. There's just something about having, you know, when it's all nice and you have fresh materials and that bright green, look what it does. It just really brightens everything up this time of year, and it just looks nice. And it also could be a nice treat for the birds. Now, like I said, if you don't wanna do, you could also do red apples. If you don't wanna do any sort of fruit, you always could use ornaments. You could use beautiful pine cones. Now, of course, my hands are really dirty, so it looks kind of messy right now, but I would just wash them off. And yes, I know, the apples are going to rot eventually, but look at how pretty it looks. It just looks so nice and fresh. So you would use those four corners, and it probably takes about 3 bags of apples, you know, like this size apples, and just layer them all the way around. And you've got a really pretty look for Christmas before your front door. Now, hold on, let me show you this. I'm gonna lift it and give it a little bit more height by adding some of these gorgeous silver branches in it. Now, if you don't have silver branches, you could always, you know, spray paint them. Y'all know I love the Rust-Oleum Metallic Collection. I just feel like the colors of those are so on point and so true. But these are a nice thin branch, and they look kind of nice and light and airy. And I'm simply going to place these in the center and just elevate it and just layer them in there. And if you don't want to buy them, you can buy these at your local craft store. And I'll be sure to link these in our Amazon shop and some other different places on our blog as well. But you don't have to use silver. You could use gold. I love the silver. And we just simply layer that in there. And like I said, you could fill this up with magnolia in the different pockets. You know, lots of different places. But I just wanted to give you some ideas of how to elevate your container gardens this holiday season. And what's great about this is after the cyclamen has kind of done its thing and it's over with and it's done blooming, simply pinch off. Come up close and let me show you, so that way you can kind of take a look. Just simply pinch off the red blooms and look, once they kind of start looking, you know, ratty and they don't look very nice, be sure to pinch off any of the dead leaves or any of the dead blooms, and look at that gorgeous variegated look you've got. So you've got a good look that'll last you for the holiday season. And that's just so pretty. Now, like I said, let me see if I can finish getting this rubber band off. Come on, let's just yank it off. There we go, it comes right off. It can be a little problemsome sometimes. We're just gonna finish layering. Now, I love the more the merrier for the sticks, because I just think it really looks nice and full. But you want to make sure that you keep this nice and moist to the touch. And what I mean moist to the touch is you want to make sure when you put your finger on the soil, you want to make sure that it's moist. Now, don't overwater it. These things, especially the lavender, does not like a whole lot of water, but it looks good for the season. And what's gonna happen is the lavender is gonna shoot up through these beautiful branches. Well, this is just one of my holiday tips and tricks on how to get your containers ready for this season. And I want you to share with me how you're getting your front doors ready and what you're doing around your house to get your home ready for this festive season. Okay, have a great year.
Thank you. To see a video of today's episode, visit www.carmenjohnstongardens.com. For more practical tips and tricks on ways to integrate your garden to your kitchen and home, be sure to follow me on Pinterest, Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram at Carmen Johnston Gardens, where I provide all kinds of fun daily inspiration and ideas. If you're looking to hire a landscape designer for your commercial or residential property, or to have my team help you with your next special event, please visit our website at www.carmenjohnstongardens.com and fill out our form, and we'll be sure to be back in touch with you. Again, many thanks for listening. Go to www.carmenjohnstongardens.com/podcast and subscribe for more episodes.